This is Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Brose with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is, I believe it's Monday, November 22nd, 2021. Let's see, am I correct? Yes, it is Monday, November 22nd, 2021, and I'm here to bring you another important report. Based on the title, I'm assuming you can figure out what I'm going to be talking about tonight for the next 15 minutes or so. Today's report is called, Here's Why I Am Breaking Up with Proton Mail, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Many of you heard me in my recent video where I discussed breaking up with Microsoft and Google, and that I would be doing a video soon discussing why I will no longer be using Proton Mail and encouraging you guys not to email me at Proton Mail anymore. We'll be talking all about that and more tonight. But before we get any further, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com, theconsciousresistance.com. Guys, I know some of you are watching on Facebook right now, but we're also live on Float. We're also live on Rockfin for the first time. We're also live on Odyssey. We've been streaming there lately, and we're live on DLive. You have 4 other options besides Facebook to catch my live streams. And of course, you can always follow us on Float, Minds, Hive. I love the Hive blockchain, on BitChute, Odyssey, Rockfin, DLive. You can join my Telegram channels, and you can still support Patreon for the moment. I will be ending all Patreon and PayPal support by 2022. I'll tell you about that soon, why I'm breaking up with Patreon and PayPal, but I imagine you guys can guess. And today's video, the report we're going to be doing, is going to be on the front page of the website. You'll see it there. All the links and everything we're going to cover will be there. So let's go ahead and start with the conversation about Proton Mail. For those who are not aware about Proton Mail, Proton Mail is a service that promotes itself as being encrypted, safe, an alternative to the Gmails of the world and things like that, right? And many activists, including myself, have been using it. I've been using it for just about 3 years now. They are based in Switzerland. And for many of us, that is supposed to, I guess, give us this kind of awareness or this feeling that our data is safer because, you know, it's housed in Switzerland, and you know, that just makes it safer. But it's actually not really true, although I think many of us have kind of bought into that narrative. So let's go ahead and look at some of the previous reports I've done on Proton Mail. Originally, back in February, earlier in this year, when Ramiro Romani, my buddy who helps out with the Greater Reset and the Freedom Cell Network, he did this report for our website. Proton Mail is inherently secure. Your emails are likely compromised. And he just did, you know, a write-up on his thoughts and the different research that he found and made some conclusions and some ideas about alternatives to Proton Mail. And I'm not going to rehash what we've already said there, but what I will say is that this piece went a little bit viral, and we actually got a response from Proton Mail. And so then me and Ramiro did an interview where we discussed what he wrote. We discussed Proton Mail's response and suggestions for email, right? And I'll make sure to read to you guys the official response from Proton Mail. As a company, we care deeply about our users and making the world a better place. For us, privacy and security are deeply held core beliefs that come before profits. We know that trust is earned, not given. The names and backgrounds of our leadership team are on public record, and their scientific credentials and careers can be independently verified. All our code is open source, and we can be verified independently by security experts and auditors. We are committed to doing what is right to be worthy of your trust. Proton's vision is to build an internet where privacy is the default, and your continued support makes this possible. And we also share some potential email alternatives and things of that sort. So that's kind of what I've covered in the past on Proton Mail. And again, those are linked at theconsciousresistance.com. If you go check it out there, you'll find the report for this video if you want to go back and hear my previous interviews with Ramiro and get kind of caught up. So as I said, Proton Mail didn't really seem to like the fact that we published that. They contacted us. They're like, this is not accurate. They called what C Templar is doing security theater. C Templar, as in C-T-E-M-P-L-A-R. I'll type that in the chat for those who are watching. It, you know, it's an alternative to the mainstream mainstream email systems, I guess you could say. But inherently, this is one of the things Ramiro has helped me understand. Email is just insecure. Email is insecure inherently. So there's going to be flaws with it. But he did bring up some legitimate points when it comes to the way Proton Mail runs things. And now I want to, that's, you know, that was already enough for me to start questioning, like, hey, I don't know if I want to use Proton Mail anymore. I did start to use C Templar and, you know, as an alternative. And then the most recent piece of news, this is what's really, here's the real, you know, the final straw, I guess you could say, of breaking up with Proton Mail. Proton Mail logged IP address of French activists after ordered by Swiss authorities. Proton Mail has been facing criticism after a police report showed that French authorities managed to obtain the IP address of a French activist who was using the online service. The company has communicated widely about the incident, stating that it doesn't log IP addresses by default, and it only complies with local regulations, in this case, Swiss law. So while Proton Mail didn't cooperate with the French authorities, French police sent a request to Swiss police via Europol to force the company to obtain the IP address of one of its users. For the past year, a group of people have taken over. So it just kind of goes into this whole thing about the activists. They're climate activists, I believe. And it says on Twitter, this person shared an abstract of a police report detailing Proton Mail's reply. According to the user, the police report is related to an ongoing investigation against these group of activists. The report says the company Proton Mail informs us that email addresses has been that the email address has been created on the IP address linked to the account. The device used is a and has a device identified with a number. The data transmitted by the company is limited to that due to the privacy policy of Proton Mail Technologies. So Proton Mail's founder and CEO, Andy Yen, reacted to the police report on Twitter without mentioning the specific circumstance. He said, Proton must comply with Swiss law. As soon as a crime is committed, privacy protections can be suspended and we're required by Swiss law to answer requests from Swiss authorities. So again, if they accuse you of a crime, then privacy protections can be suspended. And I don't really know that this is inherently the fault of Proton Mail on its own. I mean, I think ultimately, whether you're using Proton Mail, C Templar, et cetera, if the government comes, you know, knocking, are the companies going to be strong enough to say, no, we're not going to comply? That's where it really matters, right? And most companies don't have that strength or that desire. They don't want to be put in prison themselves or whatever. So even if there's very limited information, it's still a worrying situation. And you can see some more reports. Proton Mail forced to log IP address of French activist. And here's the big one. Proton Mail amends its policy after giving up an activist data. So after they did give up the info, people noticed like, oh, wow, their whole privacy statement now has changed. So as recently as a couple weeks ago, Proton Mail's statement said, by default, we do not keep any IP logs which can be linked to your anonymous email account. After they provided the activist metadata to the Swiss authorities, they removed the section that had promised no IP logs and instead replaced it with something that just says, Proton Mail is an email that respects privacy and puts people, not advertisers, first. So as usual, the devil is in the details. Wired reports, Proton Mail's original policy simply said that the service does not keep IP logs by default. However, as a Swiss company, Proton Mail is obliged to comply with a Swiss court demand that it begin logging IP address and browser fingerprint information for a particular Proton Mail account. So basically, they had to comply once like, hey, you're not logging that. Well, we need you to log that now. So go ahead and turn it on. And, you know, they go on here talking about Tor browser and all this stuff. Again, this is linked in the main article. I think we got one more here. This is an interesting one. The CEO of Proton Mail himself saying that Apple cares more about profit than privacy. So this is just a couple of days ago. Same gentleman, Andy Yen, is out there speaking out, saying, you know, throwing some shade at Apple. But obviously, I think there's some concerns around Proton Mail. That doesn't mean they don't support privacy. I'm not here to try to badmouth the whole company and say that they have no redeeming qualities or anything like that. But I think that ultimately, this is why we need to be aware that, look, not only two things. Email itself is inherently insecure. So there's flaws and there's ways for people to get your data if they really want to. The other thing is our encryption, when a company offers you encryption, it's really up to, is that company going to buckle under the pressure or not, because they can say they're encrypted, protected, blah, blah, whatever. But when they get a warrant from the state to give up your information, how are they going to respond? That's what really matters, right? And I want to say as well about sort of alternative messaging platforms. I use Telegram. I have Derek Broz's Daily News and the Conscious Resistance on there. I communicate with some people. I know people are like, oh, there's encrypted chats for one-on-one. That's some layer of protection, but by no means should you believe that Telegram is perfectly safe. And I don't use Signal. I think there's definitely problems with Signal as far as their funding. I encourage you to check out the work of Yasha Levine and his book, Surveillance Valley, and some of his essays on Signal and the the funding and the origins of Signal. Also, I don't like that Signal auto notifies people when you join the app. Like, that to me totally defeats the purpose. So if I'm going to use a messaging app, I actually prefer something like Session or Status. They're based on similar technology, but there's no emails, there's no phone numbers, there's no names. With Status, you get a chat key, right? So there are some alternatives, status.im, Session. These are two other alternatives for messaging apps. But when we're talking about email specifically, again, email is just inherently flawed. And, you know, I think the points that Ramiro first raised were interesting and important to kind of discuss. But then also seeing what ProtonMail is doing now is kind of worrisome, right? So I want to shine a light for a moment on a different technology that I'm only recently becoming familiar with, and those of you who are more techie probably already know about, and that is called XMPP. Now, one of the other things Ramiro is involved in, he's involved in a number of different projects, including the Above phone, the privacy phone. I do have a review coming up. I'm going to be doing a review of Ramiro's Above phone versus the Purism Librem 5 Linux-based privacy phone. Probably that'll come out tomorrow or in the next couple of days. But at takebackourtech.org, which is Ramiro's website, and I cannot recommend this highly enough if you're trying to get off of Microsoft and Google computers, get on Linux. If you're trying to get away from big tech in general, then you want to check out takebackourtech.org. And Ramiro just released this about a week ago, XMPP, a comeback story, a 20-year-old messaging protocol for robust, private, and decentralized communication. And so he goes in, there's a video breakdown, it's about 40 minutes. You can also just read the articles. He's got a good article breakdown about what is XMPP, how does it work, the ecosystem considerations, how to sign up for a service, evaluating the service, evaluating security. I mean, this is really extensive, and maybe it's a little overwhelming for some people who really don't, you know what the heck we're even talking about here. But I want to encourage you to check them out and to look deeper into them. I mean, like I said, I'm still just learning about this, so I'm going to be experimenting more with this. But as Ramiro shows in this video, you can make phone calls to people through XMPP and do it in a decentralized private way. You can send texts and chats and things like that. So no, it's not specifically an email service. And yes, to communicate with people, you got to get people to join the platform as well. But this seems to be one alternative out there. So again, email itself is not really our friend. It can be useful for organizing, you know, conversations with people and keeping up in some ways. But ultimately, these tools are not our friends. That's just one thing to remember. These tools are not our friends. And I see one of our commenters is noting Tutanota. Tutanota is another email service along with cTemplar. I mean, again, I had an issue with cTemplar a couple of months ago because they don't store your emails. They had some kind of server glitch or something that they never really explained. And people lost emails for like 5 months. You know, it was like, whoops, March to August are missing or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty crappy, right? And so I've been hesitant about using them, but I am using them more, especially as I switch away from ProtonMail. So please, if you have my old ProtonMail address, do not email me there anymore. Instead, contact me at breakfree@ctemplar.com if you need to get in touch. And again, everything we just went over can be found here on theconsciousresistance.com. Look under the post for Here's Why I'm Breaking Up with ProtonMail. You can see my previous interviews and you can see Ramiro's original article, my interview with Ramiro about the ProtonMail thing. You can see the latest thing on ProtonMail giving up an activist data. And then you can check out the post we just showed you about XMPP. So, yep, breaking up with ProtonMail, breaking up with Microsoft, breaking up with Google, and in the next couple months, breaking up with PayPal. That means I won't be able to take your Patreon support. That means I won't be accepting PayPal for shirts and books and things like that anymore. It's going to make things slightly more difficult, but I'm tired of supporting these companies that do not align with my values. Now, on the scale of things, I wouldn't say ProtonMail is the same as Google, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, etc., PayPal. But I don't know that we can fully trust them. So you be the judge of it. I'm not here to tell you what tools to use, but I am here to offer you a little bit of awareness. And I want to thank Ramiro again for getting me to think about these questions. And I hope that this video has been informative. I invite you to share this with your friends and family who use Proton Mail. And I know some of you are shouting, but damn it, Derek, I just spent all my time getting on Proton Mail because all of you activists are using Proton Mail. It's not just a trend of we're going to try to hop to the next thing, guys. We're trying to stay ahead of the game. And some tools that might be privacy-based might in time turn out not to be privacy-based, or they might change their policies. And we need to be adaptable. We need to be willing to switch or just stay on Proton Mail if you feel comfortable. That's fine. And maybe some of you are like, oh, I don't know, I'm just using a Gmail. You guys are the ones that really need to get to work. If you're using a Gmail, you search Google. If you got all your crap on Google Drives, you need to do the most work. It's time to get together, right? Because I don't, like I've said before, we can't just talk about these problems and then work against ourselves by using the tools of the people that are trying to enslave us. At least not for me. I want to align my thoughts, words, and actions. And if I'm going to do that, I want to show you guys, hey, my computer is no more Microsoft. My phone is no more Google, right? My email is going to be more protected. I'm not going to use the PayPal services. I'm not going to use these things, right? That's the kind of level I want to go to. You decide what makes sense for you and your family and your situation. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, my website is theconsciousresistance.com. You can find all of my social medias there. Please stop relying on Facebook to keep you up to date with my work. I guarantee you, if you're only watching through Facebook, you've missed my last recent reports. And I want to invite you to go directly to my website, theconsciousresistance.com, to get all of my content. I have new interviews coming with Ben Swan, Pam Popper, Christian of Ice Age Farmer, Jim Gale of Food Forest Abundance, and so much more coming your way. So please stay tuned. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for continuing to support me. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Of all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.